long letter of the Rebbe in Yiddish. In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 10, letter number 3013, Baruch Hashem. You know, at that time, a lot of people still wrote in Yiddish. That was the language. I mean, it's getting less and less. But at that time, people would write in Yiddish. Yud Aleph Mar Cheshvan Tovshin Tezvav, Ruchten Shalom Avrocha. The Rebbe says, I was happy to get your letter dated the seventh day of Cheshvan. And I'm even happy from the fact that you are complaining that you are being demanded that you should be working for several different institutions. In other words, he complains that everybody is her time and their effort. Everybody wants her, you know, that she should work for them. So the Rebbe says, I'm happy. I'm happy that you're complaining about that. And I wish, the Rebbe says, that this would be, for all Jews would be said. They should be unhappy because something which is tied to the institution that giving, educating children authentically at Taras HaKodesh and in general matters of charity, especially kosher education, specifically. So, the Rebbe says, of course, you need to listen to the instructions of the doctor that tells you that you need to protect, that you need to be careful, as the Torah, Holy Torah, instructs us. The verse says, "V'nishmartem ma'od l'nafshei seichem." You got to be very careful for your soul. Meaning, you got to watch your health. That's a Torah commandment. But when the Blessed Hashem wrote that into the Torah that you should watch your health, He also, at the same time, wrote in the same Torah the importance to do charity and kindness. So, for sure, you're able to do in a way that if you're able to do it, not only that it should not do damage, but on the contrary, the enjoyment that you feel when you can do something good, this strengthens and makes your health situation better. Even if it was a non-Jewish physical body, if the person is happy and he feels good about himself, that gives energy to the body. And same thing is as far as you're concerned. The Rebbe says, for sure, you don't have to speak loud, and they'll also hear what you say. Maybe she doesn't have the energy to scream, she said. Can't talk so loud. Speak softly, they'll hear you. And for sure, you will also find time to do for the institution and those matter which are authentic Judaism, Taras HaKodesh. As I told you many times in our discussions, you need to be besimcha. You need to be happy, joyful. And the Pasuk, as it states in the Pasuk, Ivdu es Hashem besimcha, serve Hashem with joy. And since the Blessed Hashem demands that from all Jews and from each individual Jew, Hashem gives you, the Blessed Be He gives you the strength that you should be able to fulfill His demand. So you can be happy, the Rebbe says. And when you do, you find the time to do it. And do it, don't have to raise your voice. They'll listen to you. Be involved, it'll give you satisfaction. It's not going to hurt you, it's going to actually make you feel good and make your physical body even better. So, the Rebbe says, I'm very satisfied and with joy and with pleasantness, I gave over the draft. Now, it'll be a donation that she said that you sent based on our discussions that we had over here. And as you had said, Blineder, also on the resting place, the Tzion HaKadosh, the holy resting place of my father, the Rebbe, with all the titles here. And the Rebbe says, I hope that by the time you get my letter, you will already receive the receipt from the central office of the yeshivas, Temchet Mimim, with a fitting thank you letter, or the Rebbe calls it back late brief. May the blessed Hashem help you. That's from here and on, that you should be able to fulfill all your heart's desire for the good. But because, as good as it is by a Jew, he has more opportunities to be even better. May Hashem Yisbarach help you also in that. Rebbe says it is known, the story of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that he related that when his father, the Rebbe, with the titles here, when he was only 4 or 5 years old on his birthday, which is today, when we're learning the letters Rebbe, I was going to mention it, but the Rebbe mentions it in his letter, that he went into the grandfather, to the Tzemach Tzedek, a blessing for his birthday, Chav Cheshvan. Today is Chav Cheshvan, the 20th of Cheshvan. That's the birthday of the Rebbe Rashab. And that year, it came out to the portion of Ayera. So he went into his grandfather, the Rebbe Rashab, Sholem Duber, went into his father's father, his father of the Marash, the Rebbe, father, grandfather, Tzemach Tzedek, Menachem Mendel. He went into his grandfather to get a blessing for his birthday. And when he went into the room to his grandfather, Tzemach Tzedek, he started to cry. So the Tzemach Tzedek asked him, Vos veinstu, why are you crying? So he answered that he heard in the Cheder in this week, by Yeda Hashem Elov, the beginning of the Parsha, God appeared to him, that Hashem appeared to Avram Avinu, to our father Avram. So he's crying because he also wants to see Hashem. He also would like to see Hashem. And to him, Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did not appear. So how come he appeared to Avram? He would like to see Hashem as well. So he was crying. So the Tzemach Tzedek answered him that a Yid, who is a tzaddik, at the age of 99 years, knows that he has to still circumcise himself. In other words, he knows that he's not yet wholesome. Doesn't have yet vehei tum, he's not yet complete. So he deserves that Hashem should appear to him. So this is the story. The Rebbe says the words of tzaddikim, even if they're said to an individual, specifically, and also when it is said to a child who is 4 or 5 years old. But since we have heard about this story, and these are the words of tzaddikim, it must contain a lesson, a message, and an instruction of a leaf for many, many of the Jewish people, even in our places, in our times. Self-understood, the Rebbe says. Basically, as we have to cry that we want to see Hashem. That something should be a yearning. And we should also know that as much as we've done, there's always, if Avram hasn't been complete, there's always much to do, more to do. So these are both messages to make implant in our children. The Rebbe says it's understood, self-understood, the message, but the lesson, I'm not sure if the Rebbe means it's self-understood how much a child, we need to educate them that they should want to see Hashem, or how much we need to realize that even if we're a tzaddik or not, we always have to do more. May the blessed Hashem help each one to grow in Torah and mitzvahs with the full will. May the blessed Hashem give the energy for this. And always remember, oh, so here we see what the Rebbe is leaning towards, that you're still missing v'heyei tomim. You're still not, and you have to trust in the blessed Hashem, that there's nothing that stands in the way of your will. And if you want, truthfully, Hashem will help. The Rebbe blesses him to add in the observance of mitzvahs, in the set times for learning, for long years and good days. So here he writes to the Rebbe about that there are a lot of the demands he's complaining, and Rebbe says, don't worry about it. It's good, and they helped. Rebbe goes through all these things, and the Rebbe says, thank you for the donations. The Rebbe says, you'll get the Rebbe brings the story of the previous Rebbe told about his father, who was crying why Hashem does not appear to him. And the Rebbe says that even at a tzaddik needs to always know that he still has to reach the level of completion.